Australian Baby. A Life of Nappies, Bottles and Struggles. Copyright 2018. John Marshall. Dedicated to my parents who helped me become who I was, to my sister who let me be her friend, and to my aunt whose advice made everything possible. To Margaret, Stan, Janet and Helen, and all the friends along the way. Foreword. For every adult baby, there is a story of also being a baby as a teenager, as an older child, and as a toddler. Being a baby doesn't just appear out of nowhere, but is rooted deep in our past. For some, that past is steeped in mystery and clouded by the passage of time. For others, the constant drawing back to the things of infancy is raw and powerful, and a singularly controlling aspect of our day-to-day lives. It is remembered in strong and sometimes disturbing memories. Those memories tell us who we are and how we came to be. John Marshall was born a baby boy, but even with his first memories, was aware of a disparity between how he felt and how he was supposed to feel and act. He was also drawn to girls' toys and clothing and the emotions of femininity, while not rejecting his masculinity. Unlike some, the drawing back to the behaviors and objects of young infancy were for him potent, undeniable, and irresistible. Like so many adult babies to be, he was a very late bedwetter who in the end never moved beyond that. To him, the attraction to nappies or diapers was not merely a fleeting interest, but a significant component of his self-image and emotional needs. Our stories are each our own. Each one is different. Some good, some not so good, but every adult baby has a tale to tell, a story of being a baby in a child's body, of growing into a teenager and yet, deep inside, still a baby, of reaching adulthood, only to find the baby still real, still alive and still needing the care and nurturing that any other baby needs. John's story is one of courage and determination, and of a family that was atypical for its time and struggled to understand and accommodate him. Your story will be different, but you may also recognize some of what transpired in your own past. This story is dedicated to the men and women, girls and boys who find themselves still partially infants in a world that does not recognize nor understand them, and to the families and partners who face this dilemma on the other side. Rosalie Bent. Chapter 1, Baby Girl. My parents were not particularly imaginative people, and so, when I was born, they called me John. An okay name, of course, but essentially boring, and unsurprisingly, there were no less than 6 Johns in my year when I finally started school. Australia at the start of the 1960s had yet to experience the social revolution of that decade, and it was still a quaint offshoot of the British Empire. Queen and country and all that. By 2018, that had all long since gone, but in 1961, I was named John Malcolm Marshall. Short back and sides haircuts, black and white television for some, but not most, not many cars, and of course, cloth nappies and plastic pants for babies and bedwetters. I was both. My early couple of years were like everyone else's, not remembered. The photos and slides, of course, gave me clues, but my earliest ever real memory was as a barely 3-year-old in kindergarten playing in the sandpit. One thing I remember distinctly was the billowy plastic pants covering a thick terry toweling nappy. By the age of 3, I was still not toilet trained, and while on that day I did not realize it, by age 4 I noticed that I was the only one still wearing a nappy at kindy. It didn't concern me at all. It was just something I was aware of, but gave no particular weight to. I am not boasting, but it was apparent